This fall has seen renewed Hollywood interest in the literary classics, from the novels of Henry James and Thomas Hardy to the plays of William Shakespeare. But that doesn't mean your local Cineplex is a staid and sober place. Take the startling new version of Romeo and Juliet that opens today, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes as the young lovers. Critic Bob Mondello says the story has been brought so insistently up to date that it makes West Side Story look downright Elizabethan.
The first image on screen is of a television set tuned to the news, and much of what follows has been designed to look like tonight's headlines. Helicopter shots show a teeming city where the two tallest buildings are topped by the names of the warring industrial barons who own them, Montague and Capulet. The city's gang members are similarly labeled, from the M's or C's tattooed on their biceps to the Monts and Caps on their vanity license plates. And amid the sex shops and sleazy restaurants that line the boardwalk of Verona Beach, they brandish guns at each other while swapping insults.
Poor Romeo, he is already dead! Stabbed with the white punch's black eye! One through the ear with a love song! The very pin of his heart cleft with a blind bow boy's butt shaft!
And is he a man to encounter Tybalt?
Why, what is Tybalt?
He is the courageous captain of compliments.
That's Mercutio, Romeo's buddy and a formidable drag queen, as played by Harold Perrineau in silver sequins and scarlet lip gloss. His chief hangouts are Rosencransky's, a hot dog stand on the boardwalk, and the Sycamore Grove, an abandoned theater, where we spot him one evening, urging Leonardo DiCaprio's Romeo to stop moping around and come crash a Capulet costume party. When the young Montague agrees and spies Juliet there wearing angel's wings, he definitely perks up.
Did my heart love till now? Forswear at sight, for I never saw true beauty till this night.
Juliet, played luminously by Claire Danes, is similarly smitten, and soon the two lovebirds are cavorting in elevators and forming the doomed alliance that will wreak so much havoc in Verona Beach society. There is, as you might imagine, something of a disconnect between Shakespeare's words and the street-smart kids who are saying them, but the energy and inventiveness of director Baz Luhrmann's concept will allow you to slide past that for a while. He's done some very clever things to make 400-year-old dialogue play logically in a modern setting. He lets you see the word sword in chromed logo type on the guns of the gang members, for instance, so that when they're ordered to lay down their swords, it makes sense. And when the Friar decides to send a message post-haste to Romeo, the next thing you see is the side of a post-haste express truck. But there's a limit to how much this can accomplish. Why, after all, would the friar send a message when he could pick up the phone? And what's the big deal about Romeo getting banished from Verona Beach when he could just catch the next plane to Chicago? In fact, for all its insistence on keeping the language intact, the film has a remarkable number of scenes where characters are tearing around, passionately spouting verse, and about all you grasp is, well, they're angry. That even extends to one of the leads. While Claire Danes is a lovely Juliet, flirtatious and quick with a quip, poor Leonardo DiCaprio can sometimes barely get his mouth around the words. The director tries to offset this with rapid-fire MTV-style editing, and even goes so far as to stage part of the famous balcony scene in a swimming pool, with Romeo hiding his head underwater, so you understand when his speeches sort of burp to the surface. But again, there are limits to what this can accomplish, especially in the story's later stages, when it would be nice to have a Romeo who can express his grief verbally. That's the chief difference between this Shakespeare update and the terrific Nazi-era Richard III that Ian McKellen did last year. Luhrmann's vision is no less daring, but it seems likely to leave viewers with the impression that Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is really cool, except for all that pesky language. I'm Bob Mondello.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it through. Oh, yeah. Someday a spirit will take you and guide you there. I know you've been hurting, but I've been waiting to be there for you. And I'll be there just helping you out.